All right, so good. Due to my really busy schedule, I grabbed kind of a quick overview topic for today. It's something that Eric Ward put out. He calls it radical duplication, and he says it's three steps to creating duplication in network marketing. And I copied some of his materials. He has charts that he has that's associated with his training, and I attached those to the back. Since they're free access from him, I don't think he has any problem with me duplicating those. I'm not selling them. I'm just using it as a training and tapping into his free materials. So there should be no problem with that. But the article by Eric Worre was Foundations of Duplications. That's what he called it. Foundation of Duplications, Three Steps to Creating Duplication in Network Marketing. And I think the first thing, for a lot of you, you've been around Manatech as long as I have, if not longer, or maybe some of you shorter. But the whole concept is that we know the idea of duplication. But for those of you that are, you know, kind of just starters, or you haven't been focused on your network marketing business for a while, understand why duplication is absolutely necessary in this business. I mean, I would not be where I am today if I didn't spend my time and energy trying to duplicate myself with my people, because the idea is that it's the only way you build a large business. You can't go out there and be a solo operator. If it's to be, it's up to me from a perspective of my entire organization, I'd be dead in the water, because I can't be 22 different cities at the same time. I can't be giving presentations in 22 cities. I can now with webinars and things like that, Zoom. But I can't be present and bring people along and all those things I need to do to be a solo operator. So the importance is that how do you duplicate yourself? And that doesn't mean, you know, that you duplicate yourself, you know, that somebody has to be just like you, because everybody's a different personality. So it's not about judging people and saying, well, they're not like me, so I don't see how they're going to be successful, blah, 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 wah, wah, wah. I mean, I have seen every walk of life, every type of personality. In fact, I've seen some people walk across stage as silver and gold presidential directors, and I just shake my head and I go, if they can do it, you know, really, it's like, geez. I mean, it's almost shocking, but it isn't about, you know, that everybody has a different personality. Everybody approaches the business a little bit differently, and you want to, you know, your job on duplication is that you want to be passionate about helping other people get the same results. And if you're going, well, Mary Jo, I'm not getting such great results, so I don't want them to get the same. Great, then entice them to get better results, right? I mean, it's how do I help other people be the best they can be at network marketing? And don't let your own reservations hold them back. Catapult them forward, because anyone can create anything they want. That's one of the most beautiful aspects of network marketing. I think it's a phenomenal opportunity, because it doesn't matter where you came from. It doesn't matter what insecurities you have, what, you know, abilities or lack thereof you have. Anyone can make this business work. It's just about being bound in determination and being able to allow yourself the luxury of growing, becoming a new you. It's like, how do I need to shift? What do I, in every aspect of this business, unlike, you know, lawyering perhaps, because being a lawyer didn't necessarily, you know, put exclamation marks on my good points. It kind of caused me to, you know, that lifts you up into a tad bit of arrogance and all these other things. Well, those characteristics aren't rewarded in network marketing. And they weren't rewarding me in being a better me. They were just allowing me to be a better lawyer, perhaps. But in network marketing, the kind of characteristics that you really cherish, the ones that I think for me are all biblically based, are what make network marketing such a phenomenal opportunity, because those are the exact characteristics that reward you in network marketing. It's about having a giving spirit. It's about putting other people first. It's about lifting people up. It's about helping them be the best they can be. It's about, you know, it's all this. It's about generous hearts, all these great characteristics that we cherish. And that's what we want to duplicate. We want to duplicate that. And the other thing, of course, that's so critical to duplicate is duplicating just, you know, the discipline around what do I do every day? What example am I setting for people so that they can be the best they can be at network marketing as well? Because that's example. So duplication's critical. We want to make sure we're out there duplicating ourselves so that we can grow our business, because, you know, I can't be everyone to every place. So it's about my people growing in Minnesota, my people growing in Lubbock, in Arizona, in California, all across the country. They all grow, and they I might be their leader per se, but they're the ones growing because I'm supporting them in duplicating what I do. So for three steps to that, the first step is lead by example, and we all know that's crucial in our business. Sometimes you're going to find people that already have network marketing experience and they can take off like a jackrabbit, and they might grow the business faster than anyone else because of prior experience. But somewhere along the line, that person had somebody above them that led them by their example. So when you find experienced people, perhaps you don't have to do as much training. You might want to do some fine-tuning because we're not an Amway, and we're not selling, as Al likes to say, we don't sell soap, right? What makes Manitech and distinguishes us above and beyond virtually every other network marketing company is that we truly have phenomenal breakthrough products that are making huge differences in people's lives. But you want to look at how am I leading? How am I leading my people so that I can open up the opportunity for them to have the best possible results? Because if I'm not leading my people, then I have no chance of building the kind of business that's in my dreams. So A, self-examination starts today. Leaders are readers. Leaders go. We talk about people coming to manifest. If you're leading your organization, you want to make sure you show up and manifest. That's part of being a leader. And you go, well, Mary Jo, what if none of my people are going? So what? You're never going to set example of for them to be where you need to be for a corporate event, an international event. They're never going to go if they look at you and you're setting the example for them. So sometimes we make decisions to go. Some people go, well, if I can get three other people in my downline to go, then I'll go. But that makes no sense to me. You're the leader. You're the leader of the organization. So you go no matter what, right? That's just because the people who go grow. Your business will grow. I mean, I always tell people, I said, and Eric Worre says the same thing. The people that go are the ones that grow. The people that go this year, they're going to come back next year at a leadership level four or five layers above. And the people that don't go will probably be gone because that kind of event and that atmosphere just drives you like nothing else. You get a new visualization of where you're going to be. And a lot of us have experienced that, right? So self-examination, what am I doing that's not leading people? How am I not showing up? Am I having weekly meetings? Am I having, events with people? Am I supporting people by the phone? Am I helping do three-way calls? Am I making sure people are doing the right steps? They have action steps. Do I make sure my leaders or my up-and-coming business builders have a business plan? Did I help them formulate a business plan to make sure that it will work so they have some structure in their life and what they do? All those kind of things. So do some self-examination. What's lacking in my life, which is causing me not to be the leader I need to be? Because that's how you want to make sure you can duplicate yourself. Recruiting. If you're not recruiting, your team members will not be. And that's as clear as day. I mean, if I weren't out there signing up people every month, I would feel totally irresponsible trying to suggest my people in my organization do something I'm not willing to do. That makes no sense to me. And some people go, well, Mary Jo, but you're, silver presidential, gold presidential, you're huge, blah, 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 whatever attributes you have. And you go, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what you've done or where you've been. The idea is that you set the example. So I need to be out recruiting. So work on you first. How many people are you talking to every day? How do you do that recruiting? All right? And how much are you doing to, get new people in your organization? I mean, I'm signing up people every month. I haven't gone a month without signing somebody up, I don't know, probably in 3, 4, 5 years. Every month I know I sign up. My goal is to sign up 3 to 5 new people every single month. Sometimes I don't hit that goal, but you know what? That's my target goal every month. And I do a lot of other things besides just, recruiting. But if I stop recruiting, I look at my organization and guess what they're going to do? Stop recruiting. They follow you. So make sure that you have a commitment yourself as a leader to go out and recruit. People copy you, what you do, more than what you say. You can preach and teach all you want about how to do network marketing, but it's your actions that will determine what other people do, not what you say. And you can have your new recruits sit on a recruiting experience you have. And I love to do that. I love to go out when I go out and, just do all sorts of, what lifestyle recruiting, I call it, where we might go out to retail stores. Perfect target market today. Why? Because they're all shutting down. I mean, really, there's not a future there. Amazonization of everything is happening, people, all over. And it's a reality. We see shopping malls shutting down in Dallas-Fort Worth. They're just becoming, you know, tumbleweeds running through them. So there's plenty of that going on all around us. So these people have no jobs when they get done. So they're looking. They have no job security, so they're looking. So you have this incredible target market. They can't be lazy at their job anymore. And I'm not saying they're lazy people. I'm just saying they just kind of accepted making, you know, X number of dollars an hour at their retail job because it kind of paid for some of the bills. Well, what if you had an opportunity where you could make 10 times that X number of dollars? Why wouldn't you look at that instead of just staying stuck? Well, you don't have to convince them of that anymore because they can't even stay stuck. And I'm kind of cheering for some of that. I'm glad to see some of those wasteful jobs just disappear because people have so much more talent than making minimum wage on an hourly basis. Let's tap into the greatness within them. And we have an opportunity to set them free from that. So make sure you take recruits with you. Take some of your new people with you when you go out and do lifestyle recruiting or you go, you know, when you go to home and garden shows or all those kind of shows that come in town like Lydia and I do every Friday. We look at, well, okay, what's coming into the Dallas-Fort Worth area? And thank goodness we're in a big market because we have lots of choices. But every market has something going on the weekends, something. Even you may only have one event in your small town, but you know what? You have an event. So what an opportunity for you to go to that event and do some marketing. It just opens up new opportunities for you. So take advantage of it and bring your new recruits so they can see how you operate. And some of you are shaking your boots right. Well, Mary Jo, I don't even know what I would say. Wow. Well, then get some good training on that. I mean, I've done tons of that. Eric Worre's got a ton. Ray Higdon's got a ton. You can look back and at some of my, you know, on manatrain.net, there's trainings on, you know, how to break the ice with people. You want to get some great trainings on that. And it always, to me, boils down to a couple things when I'm out there talking to people. It's always about be in pursuit on finding information about them. Learn about them. Make them the center of attention. When you make you the center of attention, you lost them. Make them the center of attention. So ask them how they're doing. How did you ever? What made you do this? Are you doing this temporarily, or is this your full time job? You know, you ask them questions. Yeah, great. Where do you live? Where are you from? You married? Single? What, you know? If what's your biggest dream in your life? What would you like to be in 10 years? Yeah, I like to ask that. Where would you like to be in 10 years? What do you see in 10 years from now? And that sometimes brings depression. Somebody, but anyway, there are a lot of questions out there. But when you focus on them and they right away let down their guard because you're interested in them. You're interested in them. Yeah. So show interest. Be interested, not interesting, right? So go out there and recruit with your new people. Take them along. Teach and train them. Show the simple systems that have to work with prospects that they have. So we have a lot of different systems today, and we teach by example. So we teach them what works, what's the quickest way. You can teach them the back office. You can teach them how to use, you know, the Manatech Plus app, and sending things out to people, how quick that is, texting, you know, whether you're doing sign-ups through that or you're doing sign-ups through ManaMotion, whatever you happen to be using, so they can see how easy it is to get somebody registered. All of that is available for you, but you want to teach them best practices so they can be the best they can be the fastest way instead of them trying to figure it all out. And three-way calls, one of my favorite. I'm a three-way call monster. In fact, the other day I was on the phone. This is so cute. I was talking to Ty Tribble about the brand new website and his new work that he's doing, which is pretty phenomenal. And we were just discussing back and forth, and I was talking about how critical three-way calls. And he goes, Mary Jo, I think three-way calls are just knock down, drag out, the most important thing we can be doing, three-way calls. And I go, really? I love them. I said, I tell my people all the time, if they have me on the phone doing three-way calls from 8 in the morning till 8 at night, that's still not enough. I said, I just love them. And he goes, you know, Ty said to me, he goes, you know, Mary Jo, I don't have anyone who's a female to do three-way calls with me. And, you know, and I said, well, that's a problem because 70% of all the people in network marketing are females, so that might be something you, he goes, would you do some three-way calls with me? Wasn't that sweet? Here's another presidential asking Mary Jo, cross line, not that. And I go, I'd love it. Fill my day. So Ty and I are going to do some three-way calls. I'm going to help. Isn't that great? So it's just a benefit out there to do three-way calls because it is really, truly one of the most effective activities that you can teach and get your contact to learn as well. So you want to become proficient at three-way calls. And we have a lot of training coming up on that you'll be very familiar with soon. So that's step one, lead by example. Step two, get people started effectively. You can't sign them up just for them to wait. Today we got the crazy system that you sign somebody up, they go on, whether they sign up by the Manatech Plus app or online or Manimotion or whatever, and then they have to wait for their box to come with their getting started guide. What did I just say? Then they have to wait. They don't have to wait 1 second. If you find out somebody's getting signed up, you can send them, by email them, a copy of the Getting Started Guide and go, let's get started now. Here's what your first step. Let's run through this. What time you have available in the next 24 hours? I don't want 24 hours to pass without my new person being in contact with me about getting started. I want them to get up and running ASAP. If you go, okay, in a few days you're going to receive the booklet, that's crazy. They just started a brand new business and you're waiting, putting a delay system in. How many of us do that? And why do we do it? We do it because we're putting off. We don't want the emphasis on us. We feel pressure. We don't know what we're going to do with them. Blah, 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 blah. Well, trust me, post-manifest, we've taken care of all of that for you. I know I'm really boosting up. You guys, everybody's going, what is she doing at Manifest? Well, I'm not telling. But post-manifest, all of that will be taken away from you. You won't have that issue anymore. But the idea is we want to help people get started when they're in their enthusiastic mode. You don't let them, you know, what happens to you when you make a buying decision? You have buyer's remorse in the first 3 days. Don't let them ever go into the buyer's remorse attitude. You're the one that's creating that, not them. So don't let them do that. So start off right out there. Get them out right away. Let's make that list. Let's get some calls in. Let's do the first 10 calls. I want to be on the phone with you. You know, and you go, well, what language do I say? We got you covered on that too. So how do I handle that? We got that covered as well. So it's like it's really simple for you to just be on the call with them and make their first 10 contacts because they have no idea what to say. They won't know how to come back at people. And they say, well, tell me, what is it all about? And they're going to just fumble and screw it all up so badly that they don't have a chance at their prospects, right? Because they'll just, or they're going to go, okay, here, look at the website and see what you think. I mean, they do it all the wrong ways because you haven't trained them the right way. So you want to get them started effectively and then lead the pathway so they start their people the same way. Because realize it's duplication. So if you start somebody off lousy, what are they going to be doing with all their people? I guarantee you're not catapulting them to success. You're robbing them of success instead. So, and then you want to get them to the next convention, whatever that might be, if it's a manifest right around the corner. I have a brand new person I just signed up. And guess what? She's coming to Manifest. Isn't that great? Brand new. And she's from the San Antonio area. And so it's going to be exciting to have her there with me. And she can only be there 2 days because she works a full-time job right now, which we're trying to get her out of. So she's coming just for Saturday and Sunday. And you know what? That's perfect. So that's exciting. And that's I couldn't possibly get her the kind of enthusiasm she's going to get by being around all those crazy people for 2 days, right? I don't have the capability of doing that as one person. But getting her there makes a big difference. So whatever you can get. And the other thing that Eric Worre brought up was the idea of making sure they get their first paycheck ASAP. Well, we get paychecks if we just have $150 in our name, right? If they order $150 of the product, they're going to get a paycheck. But I'm talking about how fast are you getting your people to build their pod. I have my 30 to 90 day rule. Here's my 30 to 90, and you guys have heard it from me before, so this isn't new to you. But I always say 30 to 90 days to the team AQ. That's my goal with everybody. If you're a jackrabbit and you're starting out fast and want to be on fast track, then I want you to get your team AQ by the end of your first 30 days. That's over $500 they're going to be making in that next check they get, right? Over $500. Do you think that's going to cause some attention by them? Do you think they're going to be excited about what they just created? Absolutely. Absolutely. But if I drag it out for a year, they're going to be dead in the water. They're not going to be around. And I say 30 to 90 days if they're a jackrabbit, they'll do it in 30 days. If they're, you know, only giving me 10 hours a week or 8 hours a week, they'll do it in 90 days. But think about that, that you have that opportunity to make sure that they get a big check, not just a little check, but a big check in their first 90 days. That will keep their interest. $500 extra dollars a month, people, will pay off virtually anyone's credit card debt over a period of time, cover 100% of their student loan debt for the next 20 years, will allow them to quit being upside down in their cars. I mean, it solves a lot of financial problems, and it's just the start, just the start. So make sure they get that paycheck and constantly be there to support them and validate their decision. And then step three is create a culture of speed. This is something that I haven't done in the past, but I'm doing now. Obviously, my 30 to 90 day period, what does that do for people? It creates a culture of speed. I want you to have earned AQ team in 90 days. And my goal really is that people that don't get there, I probably won't be spending a lot of time working with after 90 days. They're still in my organization. They'll be on my team calls, my product training calls I do every other week now, which, by the way, are turning out to be fantastic. So for those of you leaders on this call, you know, I just shifted instead of doing business calls every Monday night. I'm doing a business call, then a product training, then business. And people are – I'm getting three times as many people on my product training calls as I'm getting on my business calls. What does that tell you about my organization, right? People love to hear about our products. And it's not about all the new stuff. It's about just going back and teaching people on, you know, Ambertoast. Why Ambertoast? My Ambertoast one was a slam dunk. People went crazy about it. And I actually taped these, and I've given them to my downline so they can replay them. But it's, I mean, it's just fun. People love the products. They love our products to death. And they forget why they love the products, so it's great to do product trainings. But you want to definitely have that as part. That's a side note for all of you as something that you can start implementing in your organization to create some new excitement. But you want that, getting back to the culture of speed, the team pod in 30 to 90 days definitely creates a culture of speed. You want to build that in 30 to 90 days. If you have the philosophy I do of 30 to 90 days to team, AQ team, what happens is it will create incredible momentum for you because each and every new person gets on board 30 to 90 days to AQ team, right? And it just catapults itself. It builds momentum. You sign up three people, you got three people getting to AQ team in 90 days. And when they sign up their two new people, they get to AQ team in 90. You see what happens? It self-replicates, and it's not hard to do. I mean, I look at AQ team, and I know you guys have heard trainings from me over and over again on this. All you need is 15 people consuming products, 15, because the other two associates that you have in your AQ team structure can be your husband and your child or whatever, right? You get it? Then they're not required to buy any products, so they're not about getting somebody who has to buy $100, $150 worth of product. All the product sales occur underneath the associates in the five consumers who order at least 100 PV, right? And then you've got your AQ team. So just do it. Find people to do that. And I think there are a lot of great ideas. I'm working with Manatech right now on a couple of ideas, just heads up for you guys. One of them is building an OSP packet that only has, instead of having 60 packets in it, has 30 in it. Because some people doing the, and this is something I worked with Al on 2 years ago at True Health, because if you're doing the True Health program, if you're doing a shake a day, why do I need 100% of my vitamin minerals when I'm getting them all in my my shake as well? It takes two shakes a day to get close to 100% of your vitamin minerals. So if you're only doing one shake, you're going to need a packet of OSP, right? So why don't we have OSPs in 30-day supply, right? A 30-pack. So I'm working on that. And I think what we're going to do is, because our requirement is 100 PV for all those five people, I think it's going to be cool to start building, you know, how do I build packages for people that I can truly suggest this is going to support your health in a great way that are $110, $120. So right now our most famous pack is the $199 because it's absolutely locked down, no questions asked, the best bargain on the face of the earth when it comes to nutrition. I mean, you're saving yourself like $70. I mean, it's incredible. And I highly recommend we do that. But what about the people that can't afford $200? You don't need the $200 buy to build your AQ team. You only need 100. So let's build something that's going to allow us to more readily get to the $100 and give them the same groupings of product, per se, but not necessarily the same quantity, right? So working on that. So that's the creating the speed culture. That's what you want to do. You want to put in, you want to have, then you want to lock them in. When you start looking at silver associate, gold director, silver director, gold director, you should have a game plan. How many of you have drafted a game plan when you start a new person on how fast they should get to these different leadership levels? No one's answering that question. Well, how would you like a game plan like that? Yeah, that's what I'm working on right now is a game plan to get out, and I'll definitely make that available to all of you guys. It's a game plan for, you know, reaching presidential director in 12 months, and that's what we can do today with a $40,000 limit, or you could do the two-year plan if you want to. So you can do the 12-month or the two-year plan. The 12-month plan is what we're going to call, that's our fast pace, our speed of culture, our culture of speed. So what a great thing to get 12 months to presidential, right? You know, that's a great, great concept for us. And I think you can do it when you're really pushing that AQ, you know, team in your first 30 to 90 days. You have a great opportunity to do that. So I used to say massive action produces momentum. I remember when I was first starting in Manitech with Suzanne Kemp and dedicating, when I finally dedicated full time to it, and my business just took off like crazy, and another presidential underneath her was watching this happen, and he called me one day. He goes, Mary Jo, how do you create momentum? That was his question. He goes, your business just is catapulting. How do you create momentum? And everybody, that's a dream come true. I remember going in and seeing at the end of a month, I had 400 new associates sign up. How would you guys would like to see that happen in 1 month? That's crazy, isn't it? I had something to do with maybe 10 of those 400. Maybe 20. Okay, I was probably that low, but because I was really active and doing a lot of recruiting for people with, you know, doing a lot of three-way calls and whatever. But 400 new associates in one business period, that's crazy. If I had that today, I'd be like a platinum presidential in 6 months. So would you, right? So how do we get there? Well, it's massive action. That's what I told Jerry. I said, Jerry, it takes massive action. I can't be sitting on my, you know, on my chair. I need to be out there being in massive action. And when I create massive action, other people duplicate. This is a duplicating business, and that's what happens. So if you're going to sit back and eat bonbons at your house and feel sorry for yourself or feel badly that the last person didn't sign up, what are you doing? You're setting an example. You don't realize how impactful you as a leader are to the rest of the people in your organization on the results you create. So move quickly to recruit more people, advance through the ranks, reach other goals, and get a game plan for how to get to presidential in 12 months on a massive action program. And then you could take the fallback for 2 years as well. But if you give them a fallback, what are they going to do? They're going to fall back. People tend to take the easy route. But you want to make sure you take care of those jackrabbits because you know what? Personally, every associate you sign up, if they choose the two-year plan to presidential, that's not going to make you too upset, right? That's going to make you a happy camper. If everybody came in and, you know, maybe you'd never get somebody to do the Jackrabbit program, but you get them to do the two-year plan, you'll be one happy camper building those presidentials. So you want to offer incentives. He said hold contests for those reaching their goals first, recognize members of the team, create an environment where people want to change and get better. That's what you want to do. Have recognition. Don't just worry about manifest as the only place for recognition. You can have recognition on your own team on a monthly basis. You can have a recognition Saturday or something that triggers a recognition event for everybody. It could be a phone call. And you just say, hey, here's our recognition team call is scheduled for, and do it once a month. I would suggest you do it after all the information's out so you can give credit for people that achieve new levels on a monthly basis. That's a great way to do it. So, but you want to take advantage of that and make sure that you're creating that culture of speed. Now, the last four or six pages of the outline are basically reprints of Eric Worre's training tools. And he talks about prospecting tools, inviting tools, presentation and follow-up. Those sounds like the four basic steps, right? Our prospecting tools, really, really, it's building your list is our first, but he calls it prospecting tools. So he says a new recruit signs up and you do four things, tell, show, try, do. Now, I want to first emphasize something about his tools that I don't like, which I don't use the word try. See the word try in there? Try is not a word in my vocabulary. So if you have it in your vocabulary, I'm just going to give you this little bit of advice. Get rid of it. Because try just gives you an excuse not to do something. How many people say, I'm going to try? Well, I'll try to make it to your party on Friday night. No, that they're just telling you that they're not going to make it, but they don't want to disappoint you, so they use the word try. And when you use the word try in your brain, somehow your energy and effort going forward towards it is nil. It just dissipates to almost nothing because you didn't commit. You just said you'd try. So start using commit. Yeah, commit. You want to commit to things, not just try them. Commit. Commit to showing up, right? So when you talk about what I put is tell, show, commit, and do, or something like that. Tell, when you tell people, a new recruit signs up. How do you tell your new recruits to find prospects? So you need to give them an idea how to find prospects. This really, for new recruits, I'm surprised he has that in here because this is more for a new recruit. I'm having them make a list of 100 to 1,000 names of people you know. That's how I tell them to get started, 100 to 1,000 names. And I give them, you know, the memory jogger so that they can, I mean, that's all in your getting started guidebook. But that's really what you do with a new person. You're going to do that first. You're not going to get them, you know, going out and doing, how do I find more prospects once I've been through my warm list? That's what he's talking about here. You know, target Facebook, never eat alone, blah, 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 other places where you'd find prospects. And for me, retail marketplace is the number one target market right now because of what's going on there. They are disappearing. It is a dinosaur. Do you show your new recruits how to approach a prospect? Do you show that? Do you have it recorded somewhere? What kind of language you use when you approach a new prospect? All of that is invaluable for them. And then commit. Do you observe your new prospect on the process? When I have a new person that signs up, I do three-way calls all the time. I sometimes start off. I think starting off, give me your first 10 names. I will be on the phone with you to contact those 10 people. Because they don't know what to say, so it's just a lead-in. And basically, I don't say anything about Manatech, except, you know, I got Sarah on the line with you, blah, 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 blah. When I asked her who she'd most like to be in business with, you're one of the names that popped up. So you're the lucky person today. So what we'd like to do is we'd like to send you a short video. It'll take you less than 15 minutes. When would you have a chance to watch it if we send it to you in the next 10 minutes? And see what they say. And if they ask the question, well, what is this all about? And you can go, you know what? It's really quite visual. So if I send it out to you right now, when do you think, where do you have a time slot where you'd be able to look at it so we could follow up with you? You know, so that's what we do. And that's how easy it is. So I do that with my brand new associate because I don't want them to feel intimidated by how they approach friends, family, and loved ones. I also have them reading books because I want them to learn how best to do that. There's a great book out there, The Five Levels of Formality, which is really fantastic, and I think everybody ought to read it because it really tells you how you approach your warm list differently depending on how they qualify because not everybody's the same on your warm list. Some are really hot to you and some are kind of cool. Some are very educated. Some are lawyers, doctors, medical practitioners, other people that intimidate you. Others don't intimidate you at all. So, you know, you can't use – one approach doesn't fit all of those people. So that's what the book is about understanding those different levels of formality that you have with different people. And then do you have your recruits keeping statistics? I like statistics on recruiting because it's it kind of gives people expectations so that they don't have – you know, when they have a list of 100 people and they expect to sign up 80 of them, that's unrealistic. We don't sign up 8 out of 10 people because 8 out of 10 people aren't looking for anything. They're stuck. They love what they're doing. The timing's not right. You know, the known zone. They're in kind of a known zone, right? And so they like what they know better than what they don't know. It's network marketing is unknown to them. So you have a lot of ups and downs and side things that are going on with people that you just don't want to – you don't want to make assumptions about 80% of them signing up. I like to work off at 10 to 20. So out of every 10 people I talk to, one or two of them should sign up. sometimes I'm lucky and I get 5. But never have I gotten 10 out of 10. Right? Just doesn't work that way. If you're getting 10 out of 10, then you're only approaching people that you know already have a propensity for network marketing, and you're taking 12 months to get the 10 people, right? Because you're having to wade through all the people that you're discounting without even attempting. And you never know where somebody is. They could be in the looking zone, right? They could be in the looking zone. Yeah? If they're in the looking zone, that's when you want to find them. All right? So prospecting tools, then you go into the inviting tools. You know, what do you tell your recruits what to say to a prospect, right? When they invite them to do something, you know, do you email scripts on day one? Do you assign your new recruit a mentor? Are they getting the mentoring they need, right? Are the scripts written out? All of that. Be at Manifest, you're going to have a heyday. Show, do you have an ideal invitation recorded on video? Yeah. Again, be at Manifest. You'll love that. Do you go with your recruit when they attempt to offer their first invitation? Are you being with them? Are you doing it together? That's very important. Hand-holding is great because as you train them, so they will train others. What is the most effective way to make people successful right out of the box? To have a mentor with them, helping, supporting them all the way because you have more knowledge. Some of you are going, well, Mary Jo, I don't really know how to do that very well. Trust me, you know how to do it better than they do. So whatever level of knowledge, you become the expert. You know the difference of an expert? Expert is somebody who just knows a little bit more than the last guy. That's an expert, right? And then do. How does your recruit share the results with you and the rest of your team? Do you have a Facebook page? Do you have weekly meetings? Do you have a weekly we have Monday night calls for my group. Every Monday night we do a call, team call. And so do you have weekly calls, biweekly calls, monthly calls, something to keep your people together and being able to share? Because people love to share. Presentation tools, same thing. He goes through tell, show, commit, and do, right? And you want to make sure you have suggested trainings for people on how they do presentations and what kind of presentations to do. You want to have a recommended presentation list. If you go into our library today and you just send a new associate into our library, say goodbye to them first because you'll never see them again. Our library is so massive and so, for me, confusing. I like the thing I like about the library is top video section, but I don't even use that because I've taken everything I like and I've just gotten it off of the website because it's too hard to navigate. And what triggered me to make that change was the idea that one time I was working with a prospect and I sent him a video. I went into the website, I sent him a video out of the library, and I sent him a Chinese one by accident because they're all commingled. And I was so frustrated. I said, that's it. I'm not doing this anymore. So I just created a Dropbox, and I put all the things I like in it, and I use my Dropbox all the time. I don't go into the library. If something new comes out, I'll put it in my Dropbox. So I know exactly where my favorites are. Well, you should help people with their favorites as well so that they can just go after their favorites. They know how to share. And they can develop their favorites by reviewing some of the things that are in there, and every time they find something that works or what worked on them, then they become their favorites. And then, so it's presentation tools. You want to be the one making the suggestions, all that. And then the follow-up tools, how to tell your recruits to follow up, right? I have an absolute practice. It's called what? Have a meeting, book a meeting, ham, bam. Learned it from the South Africans. We'll never forget it. We'll teach it all the time. And guess what? You'll see it at Manifest. Have a meeting, book a meeting. That means you never leave a prospect without booking a meeting in advance. So if they come to a meeting with you and you say, well, how did you like it? What did you like most about what you saw? You know, on a scale of 1 to 10, where would you say you are today, da, da, da. And if they ask for more information, you say, well, what kind of information would you like, blah, blah, blah. And you go, okay, if I send the information today, when should I follow up with you? So you book it. You don't leave it wide open. You go, listen, I'll call you by the end of the week. Wrong. You just lost your prospect. Be diligent with them. Remember, you're teaching them how they should behave in your behavior. And that's going to lead them to success. So if you're sloppy, they're going to be sloppy. You're booby-trapping your entire Manatech business. And some of you are saying to yourself right now, you're going, Mary Jo, I'm learning so much in this call, and you know what? I have been booby-trapping my entire organization from day one. Right? So when are we going to step up and start doing some of these things? Well, I'm going to tell you that post-Manifest, it's going to be 10,000 times easier for every single one of you to do all of these things, right? So just know that. That's why you want to be at Manifest, okay? But follow-up tools, great. How do you train your new recruits to follow up? Do you have emails ready for them? Absolutely. Do you have language for them? Absolutely. Can a recruit send you an email before they send it to a prospect to get feedback? Yep, Now, do you have a process for that? You better have a reprocess for that, right? What is your best at following up, you know, everything that you do? Do you have a process for doing all the things? And then inspirational tools. I love this. I was looking at this page, and they said, they were talking about, how are you teaching people? Do you have a place for people to read books? Do you have a book list? That was under presentation. Do you have a book list? Guess what, people? How would you like to have a book list that was recommended reading by 8 members of the Millionaire Club? Would you like that book list? Guess what you get at Manifest. Hello. Getting a little insight. Some of you are that haven't planned on being on Manifest. You might want to go after this call. Inspirational tools. Do you have scripts on handling objections? Oh, absolutely. Have them from A to Z. Do you have practice sessions with your team? That's up to you to have, but you're going to have all the scripts available, and you could do practice sessions with them off of a website. What events do you make mandatory for your team? Manifest is one of mine on my list. How does your team share knowledge and inspiration? How do they do that? You want to make sure that you're inspiring other people and they're inspiring their organization. So you want to be inspirational as well. Eric Worre did a great job on all that, you guys. So hopefully this helps you in doing your business. And like I said, be at Manifest because you're going to just, you know, it's going to be one of those best for you, I guarantee you. And the new product breakouts, of course, are going to be fine. But we have some surprises for you that I'm sure you're going to love. Okay? All right, everybody. Any last-minute questions, comments? I'm not going to talk to some of you for 2 weeks, those who don't show up at Manifest. For those of you at Manifest, make sure to come by and say hi. I always love to see you guys are on my Monday call at Manifest just to give me a hug or let me hug you. Okay, everybody, good? Any last minute?
Mary Jo?
Yeah. Hello? I lost you. Hello? Is everybody still there?
I'm here.
I'm here.
They must have hit the wrong button.
Hi, Mary Jo. Hey, Mary Jo.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Yes, I can hear you now. Thanks. I have a question in reference. I'm not in your downline. Is that call on Mondays only for your downline? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello?
Mary Jo.
Mary Jo?
I can't figure it out. Lydia's not.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Mary Jo?
I bet she's nodding her head and going, yes,
hello?
Yes, keep talking.
Am I back? Am I back?
Yes, you're back.
Can you hear me, Mary Jo?
I can hear you. Sorry, you guys.
Excellent.
Lydia.
When I
lose my commander in chief on my Monday calls, I have no clue how to press buttons. So okay, cool.
Well, you got back so well. Thanks for that.
Yeah. Anyway, yes, you can be on my Monday. People ask the Monday call. You can get on my Monday calls and get the outline sent to you every Monday morning before the call takes place. If you go to manatrain.net, that's the website, manatrain.net, and there's a place where you can register there to be on to get the messages, the outlines every single Monday morning, and then show up on the calls. Yeah, open to anybody, free.
What about the evening call?
The evening call is just
for your downline?
Is exclusively my downline, correct. Yeah, that's my team,
okay.
My own team. Sorry, but you know what? Set a goal for yourself to build a team and have your own. If you don't have an upline that's active, that's your goal. Just put it out there and say, you know what? I'm going to build a team, and I'm going to have my own team call. There you go.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay? You bet. Anyone else after all my confusion on mutations? All right, you guys. I'll see a lot of you at Manifest. Can't wait to see you. Have a great week and safe travels coming in. And we'll see you on Friday or Saturday. Okay, bye, everybody.